Hi, I'm Representative Dave Armstrong, and I represent the 67th Assembly District. Today, I want to talk to you about Assembly Bill 182, a bill I authored. The bill strengthens Wisconsin's affordable housing tax credit program by clarifying eligibility, improving flexibility for investors, and expanding access to rural communities. It updates the definition of a qualified development to ensure projects using federal tax-exempt bonds qualify for state credits and sets clear rules for how credits can be allocated among partners, LLC members, and shareholders. By requiring that credits flow through to individuals or insurers rather than to entities themselves, the bill ensures fair distribution and greater transparency in how tax benefits are applied. Importantly, the bill guarantees at least 35% of state housing tax credits go towards rural developments, unless there aren't enough qualified applications. This ensures that small towns and rural areas, which often struggle with limited housing options and investment, will receive targeted support. By combining accountability measures with a rural preference, the bill not only promotes affordable housing statewide, but also makes sure that the underserved communities are not left behind. This is a good bill because it balances fairness, flexibility, and responsibility while directly addressing Wisconsin's affordable housing shortage. It encourages private investment in both urban and rural areas, creates more housing opportunities for working families, and ensures that tax credits are used effectively and transparently. It will also attract more federal dollars due to changes in the One Big Beautiful Bill that was recently passed by Congress and signed by President Trump. Thank you for your time and have a great rest of the week.